There you go.
Okay, we'll start this up. I'm Michael, compulsive eater. So just a reminder that this workshop is being recorded. Once the workshop is recorded and reviewed by CHOW WSO board or its delegates, it will be added to the CHOW website, where it will become part of the public domain. Please, if you want to come up and use the microphone to ask a question or share, we ask that you sign the release, which is right here, before you speak. So, welcome to the social media and 11th tradition. This is really, I'm focusing this workshop on what we can do as individuals and how our individual anonymity can impact CHOW as a whole. So first thing first is the tradition, is our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need to always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. The long form is our relations with the general public should be characterized by personal anonymity. We think CHOW ought to avoid sensational advertising. Our names and pictures as CHOW members ought not be broadcast, filmed, or publicly printed. Our public relations should be guided by the principle of attraction rather than promotion. There is never a need to praise ourselves. We feel it better to let our friends recommend us. And the principle of attraction. So with social media becomes a difficult piece of this puzzle because as our group, when we change things, is a methodical process. Technology is incredibly quick and is moving quicker than we can move. So the idea that it doesn't say social media in the actual tradition doesn't mean that it's not applicable. And there are places where, and we're talking about on a global level, there are places and meetings that are doing things like live streaming on Facebook Live meetings. And the issue with that is that even if everyone in the meeting says it's okay to do this, it affects CHOW as a whole, right? And you can't, I can go, and if someone interviewed me about CHOW, I can be Michael D., member of CHOW, with no picture. I can't be Michael D. with a picture as well as my face. And I certainly can't be Michael D. with my last name and picture. Okay? And it talks about, you know, we can practice. So some people will say that the reason that they're doing this, and intentions, I think, are great, but they're doing this to be able to practice helping others in the 12-step. As a member of CHOW, I don't need to be a spokesman for the fellowship, just to be open about my struggle with compulsive eating and my recovery journey. So another thing that's happened, that people will have Facebook groups, and sometimes they're set to private or members only. But if I put a picture of myself without my face blurred out, with a before and after picture, and it's posted to that group, someone can just save that picture and resend it. And especially if I do that with like the CHOW logo, on the image. Now, the board has voted, and I don't know how many people are familiar, but CHOW does have an Instagram account. And our Instagram account, what we posted on the Instagram account, for the most part, are things that the board has already approved for publication because they're already on the website, so that we're not taking new information. So it's all board-approved information. And then the board also approved that we could have members submit before and after pictures, but we blur their faces out and we don't use their name. So we, you know, and a lot of people use our website and use the individual intergroup websites to get information. I'm not saying that that's not okay, But like for a birthday, you can say I'm in, you can say, you know, I have 7 years of recovery from food addiction. I can't on my Facebook page, because my Facebook page, when I make a post, it has my name and my face. I can say in food recovery from flour and sugar. I can say it many different ways. And I am, by the way, at that point, if I have friends or colleagues or, you know, someone connected to me and they're having a struggle with food, there's a good chance that at that point they may reach out if they're interested. And then I can explain to them what I do. On a, you know, and face-to-face, one compulsive eater, assuming they are, or an interested party, and myself. I don't need to put the See How name when I say that I have 7 years of recovery. You know, the 11th tradition is absolutely about spiritual principle of anonymity. It's not about protecting me and my anonymity. It's about protecting See How Fellowship and its members and See How as a whole, and really protecting me from my ego. So one of the other things that when I was looking at this, Bill W. once wrote, as this altitude public, an anonymity, 100% anonymity was the only possible answer. Here, principles would have to come before personalities without exception. The 11th step asks, how can we improve our conscious contact? The 11th tradition answers that question by pointing out that when we do not take credit for the good we do, we are becoming closer to higher power in our prayer. And so I don't want to stop. First of all, I can't. I'm doing this as a member of See How. I'm not doing this as, you know, See How as a whole. And really, this is just to help navigate and get some information out to the fellowship as a whole, because as I said in the beginning, technology is moving at a rapid pace, and we're all trying to figure out, you know, how do we do this? But ultimately, it's not, the anonymity is so that if I break my anonymity, sort of an event like this, for instance, if I were to take a picture of someone standing here and there were people in the background, and then I said, this is from the See How convention, everyone in this room could agree to that, but what about the people in the room next door? Or, you know, and people then start to put pieces together, and quickly, if you have not done any of the, you know, true crime podcasts, like, people on the internet are better than most FBI agents at figuring things out. So all of a sudden someone says, oh, my friend wasn't around that weekend and they went from a physical appearance of X to Y and, you know, oh, they must be in that program. Now, for me, I don't have any shame or any issue. One-on-one, I will tell anyone that, you know, I've been in this program. I have 8 years and 3 months of abstinence. I follow the tools and I follow the See How concept, and more than willing to take you to a meeting. That's not what I'm talking about. This is not about shame. This is not about us being, you know, what was it? Dr. Bob said, don't be so anonymous that no one knows you. That's not what this is for, because in this room, anyone wants my number at the end of this, please come up. I'll share my number. Outreach, call, you know. But if I right now give my phone number and this becomes, it is part of the public domain as I read, and why, by the way, when I was saying, when I post on Facebook, it says my name and I didn't use my last name because it's going to be in the public domain. So, and then also, for me, this is my personal position. The reason why I also don't want to use my full name or my image is I don't want the stress of having to be a spokesman for See How. That is, I use these 12 steps in part to reduce my stress, not to, you know, because for me, a lot of my disease was how can I create more stress, more drama. Like, I'm out of that business. And if anyone has any questions, please raise your hand and we can go through that. But if you'd come up to the mic and just sign, and then I'll just keep going until you're ready. And again, as long as individuals don't identify, can you just sign this?
Sure, I'll sign it, because it's the question's very quick. Okay. You gave a great quote about ego, and where was that from?
I didn't cite everything. That was from what looked like from AA's website, a white paper. But I don't think it's that. I don't know if they call it a position paper. But that's where it was from. And again, closed and private groups might reveal the identity. And being informed before joining or starting such a group is key to protecting our own anonymity and that of others. Like, for instance, I saw on a Facebook group that's labeled with the See How name, someone who put up a before and after picture of themselves. Now, that's public media. By virtue, social media is being social. Like, that's its intent. Its intent isn't to hide people. You know, I mean, yes, there are people who are anonymous on platforms like Twitter. And you could have a Twitter account, and if you wanted to have a Twitter account that said, you know, Michael D and, you know, See How member, and then all I was posting were things that were board approved because they're on the website. You know, like if I was going to say, you know, if you want to go to a meeting in Los Angeles, go to this link, and it goes back to the See How website or the LA Intergroup website, because all of that is all public information, and all you're doing then is you're trying to 12-step people without having your identity put forth. And for anyone who just walked in, if you have any questions, please raise your hand and come up and just sign the release. Some of my notes is, good. So I'll just keep going until you come on up.
Go ahead and ask my question.
It'll be corny, compulsive eater. So my question to you, so if I went to my Facebook page and said, this is my before and after, I'm in CEA, that's not allowed?
And it was your whole face and everything with your name.
My before and after.
That would be a tradition violation.
Okay, I just want to understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. That's all. But if you the problem with that is that it's your page. So even if you blurred your face out, if you said this is me, that's still because it has your name and your face.
Well, the other half of my question, I guess, is I've make presentations not to compulsive eaters, to other, you know, I'm a software developer. Mm-hmm. We have a meeting once a month. And I said, hey, I'm on this program, I lose weight. Here's my before picture, here's my after picture. Any questions, please see me after the meeting.
Is that allowed? That's allowed because it's not public media. It's not public.
There's 50 people in the audience.
Yeah, but it's not.
But I'm not announcing CEA by name.
And you're not, but you're also not doing it like over, it's not live streamed.
Correct.
Or
recorded.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
So for instance, there are inner groups, and this is another thing that's interesting, I think, from our program as far as promotion and attraction. There are, in other fellowships, they end up going from the top down. We go from the member down. And so there are inner groups, for instance, who do health fairs, which is in the public, but it's not the public media. So, and I encourage, you know, inner groups to get involved in the community. You know, if you want to put, there are inner groups that have put ads in, you know, weekly or local newspapers about See How. That's fine. It's just, if I take a quarter page ad out, have my picture, my name, and say, come to the See How meeting on Thursday that I secretary, that would be an example of, you know, and that's, I mean, obviously I'm coming up with examples that are, you know, crazy, but we are a group of people who can't handle their condiments. So, you know, when using digital media, see how members are responsible for their own anonymity and that of others. And when we post, text, or blog, we should assume that we are publishing at the public level. When we break our own anonymity in these forums, we make inadvertent breaks for others. So this is another, you know, another thing that sometimes happens is there are groups that have like a WhatsApp group. And if that group has anyone who's not a CHOW member, it becomes an issue. And the other thing is when you're posting in something, when we're posting as a member, you know, just keep in mind that this is another tradition, but we try to stay out of controversy. So, you know, I've heard stories of people in WhatsApp making comments about other members. You know, that's... yeah, it really does. It, for me, that goes against the 12th step, because the way I see the 12th step is the way I behave. Like if I go out into the public and I behave inappropriately and then someone were to walk into this room right now and see me up here and they're like, well, I don't want to be in a group that produces someone like that. You know, and it's the same thing even within ourselves. Like, you know, breaking anonymity of like for instance, someone will say to me, was so-and-so at the meeting? And my position on that is I'm like, you should call them. It'd be a great outreach call. It's not, and they could say, I don't care that you told them, it's just not my story to tell. You know, and who knows? Who knows if they, you know, I don't know what the reason is, and I don't really care. Oh, please. And if you could just, before or after, just sign. Thank you. That is. It's actually Lysol wipes. So yeah, you can wipe the mic if you choose.
Okay. Well, LB was the last one to speak, so maybe no. Anyway. Hi, I'm Linda. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Linda.
Okay, you may have covered this. I'm a little tech slow, so you know, slow
please
and loud.
Ask.
Meet up. What do you think of Meetup? Is that an okie dokie or not an okie dokie?
So Meetup is if the group has a Meetup account that just says see how, that's fine. If the Meetup account is my personal Meetup account and it has my name, my full name and my picture, then it's not. So either my full name and or my picture.
So you could have a Meetup with our, you know, just Linda D, whatever, and my phone number, and that would be okie-dokie.
That would be perfect.
Thank you. You don't know how many meetings I've gone to over Meetup. Okay, thank you.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And by the way, I love technology, and I do think that technology is going to be helpful to grow the program. It's just, I don't know about any of you, but patience was not always one of my virtues. You know, and generally speaking, I want everything done yesterday. And I think if it's done faster, it's better. The one thing that being a delegate and then being on the board has taught me is that the fact that we go through things in a slow, methodical way, we make less mistakes. And, you know, like with literature, gets it approved in 2019 that won't be published until 2022. That may, for me, that's a long time. Like, and if it were my business, I would be frustrated and upset with people. But it's not my business. It's the business of see how. And I'm a lot happier that we went through this process methodically than we released a piece of literature that was something was inaccurate. So I understand and I understand everyone has the best intention for the most part. No, people aren't trying to do the wrong thing. They want, they're, I don't know about anyone else, but you know the sixth week of realizing that this works, I wanted to tell everyone in the world. Yeah, so you know, I mean, there's a real, because most of us, this wasn't the first thing that we tried, and to have something that worked, I wanted to help everyone, but I have to do it in a way within the traditions. And then this was from, since we don't have a, I think we have enough, a small enough group that if you have any ideas of, you know, things that would be 11th tradition violations, come up to the mic if you're willing. The other thing that I read was only an individual can answer because the foundation is in humility. The following questions have been proven useful tools for evaluating if our actions may or may not be in conflict with the principles described in the tradition. And this is really borders on 11 and 12 is, you know, is my posting or message about carrying the see how message? And am I doing it to help someone? Am I taking my story and affiliating with other causes? Because a lot of people, that's the other thing, is that with social media, and by the way, just as guilty of it as anyone else, I will post about things that could cause controversy. Now, the wonderful thing about See How is that because I don't talk about that in a See How room, I've never had that happen in a See How room because of me. But in social media, if you started going through my social media and you had never seen See How, you may be like, well, that must be affiliated with, you know, like an AA, you know, in the beginning with the wets or the dries or, you know, we're not affiliated with anyone because I want to do the best work I can to carry the message that there is recovery from compulsive eating. And so am I posting, you know, other things? Someone could be confused. And also very important, and being extra cautious not to identify other members as See How members in photographs or in statements. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Does that help?
Yes.
We're not, you know, we're in photographs or in statements. You know, I can't take someone's statement here and put it on my social media and say it's from Joe Smith. There is no Joe Smith in the room, so we don't have to strike that. Because that's, again, not my story to tell. That's, you know, Joe's. And if we, you know, it's a lot of times we kind of go through meetings, I don't know about anyone else, but, you know, we read the steps, the traditions, the tools, the see how concept, and they sometimes kind of go in one ear and out the other. And then at the end of the meeting, most meetings say, you know, what you see here, when you leave here, let it stay here. And that's so that I'm not telling someone else's story. Now I can say to someone, even in the group, like that, the Wednesday morning, you know, 7:30 meeting is amazing. Not breaking anyone's anonymity. I can't say I heard Michael D. tell this story, and this is what he was talking about, even to another member. So, you know, we really want to emphasize that be cautious with social media. You know, you can always write an email to WSO and ask the question of the board and or of the office of it'll go to the board. Is this a tradition violation? What I'm thinking of doing? And again, it's not the fastest way to do it, you know, because I want it to go from my brain to my fingertips. So I want everything to be. But, you know, getting that extra information and that extra step is just protecting a fellowship that, for me, has really helped me. It's changed my life. I would not be in this hotel at 11 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday if it weren't for this group. And I have to say that coming to the convention and, you know, prior to this, the business conference really helps my everyday life. And so that's why I'm passionate about making sure that this is here for the next compulsive eater. And I know that's why people want to tell everyone about it on social media, but there's a balance. Anyone have any other questions? I'm not a big keep a meeting going for the sake of keeping a meeting going. Oh, please, if you could come up. I hope this was helpful. If you could just sign the release, just thank you very much.
I'm Kelly C. from the beautiful Columbia River Gorge.
Hello.
My friend Marie introduces herself that way all the time. Marie and I started a program together in the mid-90s, and she stuck with it off and on. Oh, yeah. Marie and I started a program together in the mid-90s. How rude. And now we live in a little town called The Dalles, which is on the Columbia River. And we have some former members, two on either side of us, some distance away, and we're getting ready to start a new meeting. We hope. We're waiting till everybody's solid in their program. And when I was first in, we did a few, I think twice, we did what our first sponsor or our first leader that brought the program up to us from Downey. We did information meeting, and I'm not sure how they advertised it, but I know they did, and we held it at a community college in a, you know, meeting room, and we had quite a few people show up. I just wondered if that's still information meetings, if they still do that or not.
I don't know that they do that. First of all, it's a great idea. It would be similar to just an open meeting. And to answer your question on advertising, you could go to maybe the local paper and put something about, you know, do you have an issue with food? Is, you know, are you overeating, undereating? We have a solution. Come to this informational meeting. If you're doing it at the community college, you may be able to get, I don't know what the format of the radio station is, if they have one, but they may have, you know, a news program where if you went on and said, we're having this, and again, I would say Michael D., as long as I don't use my full name, and most of our friends in the press know that from a 12-step perspective, those could be some ways to advertise it and make people aware without breaking anonymity.
When you said that, I had a little fear flash of, yeah, we do have a radio station, a local radio station that, you know, talks about our news and stuff in the town, and I'm sure that they would make a space for me to announce something like that. But my little fear flash was, oh my gosh, if it's on the radio, we might have 100 people show up, and how are we going to handle it? And I went, okay, just cool it. You haven't got the meeting planned. You know, it's probably not going to be like that. So always projecting, you know, stuff. But thank you for your information. We're getting pretty excited, and this convention has inspired the few people from up there to start a new meeting, and we're extremely excited about it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your...
100 people showing up would be good.
Yes. And yeah.
Share some things?
Yeah, please.
If I'm inappropriate, you're going to stop me.
I'm not going to stop. I don't know.
Okay. I'm trying. I'll be a compulsive eater. I'm a tech guy, and I'm from Las Vegas, and we spent a lot of time working on different ideas. And one of the things I want to share that is really awesome is the public information on the website for CEHAL.org. I think it says 2012 public information report out. There's some extraordinarily good stuff in there. And it talks about what's promotion, what's not, has a bunch of different ideas, including the things like news ads, radio ads. There's a whole bunch of good stuff. Some stuff's dated, like Yellow Pages is kind of no. And there's some ideas. We have ideas for new stuff. So one of my ideas is, this leaning thing is horrible. Can I pull it up? Let's do that.
You're just too tall.
I'm too tall. Too tall. Is that better? So anyway, I'm a tech guy, and I do software. And one of the things I do is game software. And I'm an engineer. I like to do technical things. I'm trying to use game software for engineering purposes, like how to teach a camera to learn what a forklift falling over looks like. So it's an emergency thing. This forklift tipped over. I'd make it as a game. It doesn't cost anything. A real forklift weighing 8,000 pounds, tipping it over? Oh, no, you can't do that. Photograph of it. I use the computer gaming to do stuff. The bottom line is there's new ideas about how to do stuff, like a cartoony character, no personal, you know,
anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
Using a digital voice. Hang on.
Did I turn it off? So I'm plugging in.
There you go.
Okay. Is this better? Yeah. So we're trying an idea for like a little ad, it has to be less than like 60 seconds of a person giving their story in just a few seconds. It's a digital voice that sounds really good, mm-hmm. and it's a cartoon character, so it's not a real person's face. And it's a way of making a little video for YouTube or for social media. It's an idea we're working on right now. We're not gelled on it yet. We're still in process. But things like that are kind of cool.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. And I want to share one little thing.
Yeah,
I'm new to the delegation. I was a delegate here for the first time, and I'm on two committees, public information and websites. So that we're already going to talk a lot. So yeah, that's all I
want to
say.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's fine. You can what LB brought out of using animation, not using anyone's name. That's a great idea. I mean, you know, and I think that kind of stuff attracts a younger audience. That you know,
that's legal.
Yeah, exactly. And also you can use humor. You know, it does this. We're a pretty fun group, generally speaking. You know, we're dealing with something that is been a problem for most of us. Like I said, I'll speak for myself. I didn't come here like when I gained 5 pounds, you know, 40 years ago. This wasn't my first solution to, in my case, you know, it manifests itself by weight gain. But generally speaking, it's a pretty fun group. And so using humor to engage someone as opposed to, you know, pounding them over the head, I love it. And the other thing is that we're a really creative group. So, you know, using creativity is fine, especially if you're not breaking a tradition, which in this case, you're not. And I've seen some... There was an ad that was done with blurring people's faces out in around the world. that's fine. I think that animation ends up being probably a better delivery mechanism because blurred out faces, we're all used to. That's you know that's a true crime, you know, thing that so. Yeah, and that's not the case. We just don't want to be spokesmen. Are there any other questions or comments? Well, if not, I think... Pardon me? I said, are there any other questions or comments? I'm sorry? Oh, thank you. Well, you know... It's always funny at 12 and 12 meetings when we get to the traditions, people are like, when do we get back to the steps? And I actually enjoy the traditions. I think that it's, you know, the steps are how I live with myself and the traditions are how I live with everyone else. So if there's nothing else, let's go see some other people and get some other information. Thank you.